wasn't. And number two, he's gotten a lot more ice time than he had in the previous games. He's obviously on the power play now, so no question. And we reward our players. I mean, like I said, we see things going on every day and every week, and we have to be fair to our players, and we have to reward the players who are doing a good job. Now, some players have a little bit more money in the bank. They've been here, mm-hmm. we've talked about this before, years prior, and they've got some money in the bank. They've made some deposits already, where these young guys are just new clients per se, or new customers, and they've got to get that those deposits up and that credit up before we give them too much. But no question, he's playing well, and I'm really happy for Reed that he is.
Here's a question, Coach, that actually was sent in too late last week. We didn't get to it, but I think it still pertains to what's going on. What is the reasoning behind guys going from scratches to the power play?
Well, that's a good question, and it's not necessarily go from a scratch to the fourth line, to the third line, to power play, to penalty killing. There's certain guys who can play certain roles. Mm-hmm. So obviously, and we practice a lot of guys. You which they don't see is obviously some players in practice are working on the power play. So when they get in that game situation, so for example, like Michael Neville's played every game, mm-hmm. but all of a sudden we got a kid like Reed or somebody maybe goes in to the power play. And here Michael Neville isn't. But Michael Neville's got such a big role on our team that he's killing penalties, so valuable there. And just little nuances of what position he would be on the power play, etc. So a lot of times you'll see a guy who we think has power play potential that maybe is not playing in the games because he's, for what reason or another, maybe it's a defensive play or, he's had a couple bad games or hasn't been good in practice. Now that means he still is not capable of getting put in the lineup and being on the power play. So there's a lot of little things that go on like that. But that's a good question. That's a real good question, and thank you for that question.
Do you think some of the questionable calls we are getting are due to our historic reputation?
Well, I would hope not, but you just hope referees just referee the game the way it should be, and I thought they did a pretty good job this weekend. I just a critical time, mm-hmm. a critical call, and whether they just decided to swallow the whistle, because there were two trips on the play, but mm-hmm. I would hope not.
And really quick, do you know if the refs review the game footage to review missed calls?
Well, they're supposed to watch every game just to get a feel of their positioning and the calls they made and whatnot. So I know the one referee had responded and had watched it to the official I had talked to. And he had some comment about it, but anyway, I don't get too much into it. But they are supposed to, yes.
Yes, yes.
And I don't know if they always do.
In the new WCHA, Coach, do you feel the league is better than you expected?
No. I expected this league to be good because mm-hmm. of the coaching and the players and the way that these teams work. When you watch Ferris State play Michigan the other night in Ann Arbor, and shoot them bad in the first period, and they go in and beat Michigan State at Michigan State, they're a good hockey team. Minnesota State made the NCAA tournament last year. They're a good hockey team. Bowling Green is an up-and-coming program. They're a good hockey team. Alaska Fairbanks has made the NCAA tournament, I think, sometime within the last 3 years. They're a good hockey team. And then you throw in the new coaches. You knew Anchorage would be energized mm-hmm. and excited with a new coach there. Lake Superior's got some good players. No question. They went out and tied and beat Union, Lake Superior did, who in Union just beat St. Cloud. So I knew it was going to be a good league. And I even felt it might be a tougher league to play in than the old WCHA, just because these teams maybe don't have the star power, but they've got the work ethic, and these guys work hard. So it's an extremely good league, and it's going to be and continue to be a good league.
One more question really quick, Coach. What grade would you give yourself 2.5 years into rebuilding the program?
Well, that's a good question, and it's not for me to judge myself. Am I satisfied? No way. I've got to do a lot better job, obviously. We have to continue to stay positive and build this program. We want to do it the right way. You know, we don't want any quick fixes here. I mean, what I envision for our program is to get to the top, but then stay there and have a chance every year. Not just get there, you know, every 4 years and then bang, you drop down and then, you know, build it up and have another chance. And no, we want to make sure that we have a chance like I was at Michigan when we made the run, a 20-some straight NCAA tournament. That's where we're trying to get to. It does take time. You know, we have to build up our relationships out there on the recruiting trail. We're starting to do that. We're starting to see some real good fruits of our labor there. But, yeah, you know, I don't want to give myself a grade, but definitely it's a work in progress. I'd give myself an incomplete right now with a lot of work to do, and we're going to get there. So I'm very bullish on Michigan Tech and the future of this program, but, you know, people can grade me, and you know, I just hope they enjoy the job our staff is doing and can see the, you know, the progress we've made over the 2.5 years.
All right, Coach, hang on. We're running out of time. Quick break. We'll be right back with Mel Pearson.
The countdown to Christmas has begun, and University Images and the Campus Bookstore are ready with the 12 Days of Christmas sale. Take up to 50% off on selected Michigan Tech merchandise each day from December 9th through the 20th. Something different will be featured each day. For daily special and hours, visit their Facebook page at Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and click on like. Remember, the public is always welcome.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock and the Library Restaurant in Houghton are proud sponsors of all of our youth and high school sports and wish all the local teams the best of luck in the 2013-14 athletic season. The Library Restaurant in Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen invites everyone to stop in these fine eateries before or after you go support your local favorite team. The library is known for a great diverse menu for any appetite, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen features their famous Sunday taco bar starting at 11:30, serving tacos and enchiladas.
Bud Light salutes Lions fans and all their superstitions, like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys, and the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. You know that watching the game is not a game, and your Sunday morning routine is a necessary ritual. We salute the dedicated fans who have to cover their eyes and miss all the biggest plays, and the ones whose lucky seats are in their in-laws' living rooms. You're not fooled by those so-called statistics. You've mastered the science of superstition. Thank you for crossing your fingers, for knocking on wood, for refusing to hang out with the bad luck guy on game day. Lions fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, at 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
See Kelly Jepson, your Houghton State Farm agent. Call 482-1210 or visit them at kellyjepson.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are have a speed prize giveaway here during the Mel Pearson Show because we are running out of time, and we've got a Michigan Tech hooded sweatshirt, a Michigan Tech hooded sweatshirt, a Michigan Tech long sleeve, and a Michigan Tech long sleeve, right?
We have two hooded sweatshirts, right, and two long sleeves. I would just, Dirk, tell you, let's go the first four callers, and they can pick what they want. How's that?
Sounds good.
Santa Claus showed up today, but I just want to tell our fans out there, thank you for all your support, and thanks for coming out. And I know we don't play again. It's a long time till January 24th, but hopefully we'll see a lot of people then.
Who's this?
Jeff Franke.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Good.
Good questions today. Oh, that was not you, was it? That was another Franti.
Now, what's he want? Hooded sweatshirt or long sleeve tee?
Hooded.
What size? Large or extra large?
If you got a 2X.
We have an XL. That's the largest, so you can...
That's what you get, Jeff.
All right. Thanks
Jeff. In. All right, let's go to the next call. 483-4054. Ooh, this is going to be really tight. 483-4054. Let's go. Who is this?
Rachel Zerbst.
Rachel, what do you want?
Hooded sweatshirt.
Okay, you have no choice of which one you have, and
she gets a large. Congratulations!
All right, Rachel.
Thank you.
What's the last Zerbst?
Yep.
Okay, stop
great
on
thanks.
In. And we have those here by the way at the radio station. We have time for one more, Mel. That's it. Who? You got a long sleeve T-shirt. Who's this?
Lisa Schmier.
Lisa, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. Stop on in, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. That's all the time we have, Coach. Yep. GLI coming up. There will be no Mel Pearson show next week.
No Mel Pearson show next week. GLI is on Fox Sports Detroit. If you can't get down there to the outdoor games, once again, thank you for everybody for all your support, for our advertisers, for all the listeners, all our fans, and Merry Christmas to everybody.